Good afternoon. A wildfire that broke out on Friday afternoon in Almoros in Toledo had burnt some 3,300 hectares of land by 8 p.m. yesterday. The flames spread across areas into the Madrid province, aided by high temperatures and strong winds. A team of 450 firefighters and military emergency personnel are working to contain the fast-moving fire, which covered some 15 kilometres in under 2 hours. A perimeter has been established on the eastern front, whilst 2 firefighting aircraft and 9 helicopters are at work on the western front. Homes were evacuated and some residents spent the night at a sports facility in Villa de Prado. One of the main problems is the wind, which reached speeds of over 40 kilometres an hour over the weekend. Of the 3,300 affected hectares, 2,500 are located within the boundaries of the Madrid region and the rest are in Toledo province. Meanwhile, Catalan firefighters on Saturday managed to stabilise a wildfire that had erupted on Wednesday in Torre de Espanyol in the Tarragona province, where it burnt over 6,000 hectares of land. Officials said they will remain vigilant due to the risk of a new outbreak. Up to 21 people required medical assistance in connection with the fire in the early hours of Saturday, and 50 more have been evacuated. Joel Malek, a Sevilla Atletico footballer, was involved in a traffic accident that killed 2 newlyweds in Mexico. The accident occurred whilst the 20-year-old player was speeding and hit the rear of the car belonging to the young couple, who had married only the day before. According to early reports in the Mexican media, Malek was over the drink-driving limit when the accident happened. He was arrested and then taken to a health centre for medical attention. The Maritime Safety and Rescue Society announced that some 16 women and children were among some 130 African migrants that were rescued trying to reach Spain in precarious boats over the weekend. Authorities reported that the people were in good health and had been taken to the ports of Motril and Almeria. The Deputy Prime Minister says the government is sending a formal protest to the Vatican after its representative in Madrid rebuked the government for resuscitating General Francisco Franco through its efforts to move the former dictator's remains. Carmen Calvo said in an interview this morning that the diplomat's comments are unfair and unacceptable and amount to interference in Spanish affairs. The diplomat, Renzo Frattini, said it would be better to leave him be. The government wants to move Franco's remains from a giant mausoleum to a more discreet tomb. And Spain's manufacturing sector contracted at its fastest rate in more than 6 years in June as output and new orders fell, so a survey showed this morning, pointing to a weak end to the second quarter. Markets Purchasing Managers Index of manufacturing companies slumped to 47.9 in June from 50.1 in May, the second time the index has dropped below the 50 line, separating growth from contraction since February. Spain's economy grew by 0.7% in the first quarter on the back of strong domestic demand. It's expected to have grown by 0.6% in the April to June period. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.